All right, so I'm here tonight to tell you, and to host, to tell you a little bit about something that I attended this summer and something that I want to bring to Scotland. Now, Teach Meet is this Scottish phenomenon that's been spreading throughout the world. And this summer, I was very privileged to go back to Canada, visit with my family, and go visit with 40 of my closest friends in the Twitter world in Canada. And we did something called Unplugged. So we had 40 of the Twitterati of Canada is how we like to call everybody else, because I'm still not quite sure how I ended up there. But you might recognize a few of these faces from around the Twitter world. We had Alec Koros, we had Dean Tresky, we had Ben Hazard, me. But basically 40 of us went up to the woods in Canada and we unplugged. And we turned off Twitter, and we turned off our technology, and we got back to what really mattered in education. And we wrote a book. So we went up to Algonquin Park, which is kind of this iconic Canadian wilderness place. We canoed. We did all sorts of outdoor activities. We camped for 3 nights in cabins. It's okay. And we talked about education, and we shared about education, and we wrote and we edited each other's writing and we engaged in conversations on a level that I've never engaged before. And it was without screens in front of us. It was without conference tables in between us. It was trees. It was the woods. It was, I went in a canoe with Dean Tresky and he doesn't paddle well. Hopefully he's not watching. And he just about dumped me out in the middle of a lake. And we're sitting there and at the time we were talking about plagiarism and copyright and sharing on the internet. But at the same time we're sitting in a canoe. And it got me thinking about Teach Meets, and it got me thinking about how we share in Scotland. And Scotland's a place that values the outdoors, and Scotland's a place that has a passion for education. So when I talked to the organizers of the conference after, and we called it a conference, but it wasn't really a conference. It was everything a conference wasn't. And I told them that I wanted to do this in Scotland, because I thought that Scotland and Canada have a lot of parallels in education. Before I tell you about that, I wanted to show you, and it's unplugged.ca, what we wrote. George Siemens wrote our preface, and he was supposed to come, but couldn't come at the last moment. And it was all about why blank matters in education. So why joy matters, why passion matters, why video games matter. That was my little Scottish influence. I don't know if Derek's still here, but my essay that I contributed to this was completely influenced by the work of the Consularium. That I shared because I figured this is something Scottish that I can bring back to Canada. And we were organized into different chapters. But this book about why blank matters in education has become the syllabus for several courses in higher education. I know Alec Horace's class this semester is all about this work and his big MOOC that he always does, which I think Doug's telling us about a MOOC in a few minutes. And I know George is using this in his big MOOC as well. There's lots of videos here. We each did a little TED Talk. Mine's not going live because it was far too personal. A few of you understand. But have a look and see what matters in Canadian education. Because I want to see what matters in Scotland education. So I'd like to invite everybody here. And it doesn't matter if you're from Scotland or not. I was an educator that didn't even teach in Canada anymore that went to the Canadian one. So I want to invite you to Unplug Scotland. April 6th to 8th, we're going to go stay at a little place in the edge of Loch Tay, which is up in the Highlands somewhere. Haven't figured out where yet, but I'll work on it. And we're going to have 40 people hopefully join us to talk about what really matters in education in Scotland. And this is not tied with any government. Quango, it's not tied with any organization, any council, any school, any organization of anything. It can be educators, it can be higher education, it can be pretty much anybody who would like to come. And the Canadian group, we even had parents that joined us that were part of elected parent councils. So unplugged.co.uk, it's an early version of the website, we're still getting there. I wandered out my front door the other night and took a picture of Arthur's Seat. The sun was going down, so that's what we've got for the moment. But there is some more information as people have a look at joining. We'll put more information about the place, but we'll see what really matters in Scottish education, and write and do some publishing and some videos about what's really important. At a time when there's a lot of complaining and a lot of crossroads and a lot of anger and a lot of unrest, I think if we all get to the woods and talk a little bit about education, this might be a really positive thing, as it was for Canadian education. So please join us for Unplugged.